Bible, 2 Peter chapter 3. All right. 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 18. Thought we've been trying to use here for a few Wednesday nights. I'm going to try to finish that up tonight. Lord being our helper. And pray that God will speak to our heart again tonight and help us with this. I do pray that God will stir all of us and help us. I appreciate. And I wrestled a little bit about what to do there a while ago. But I believe God will have us to share this tonight. So you just pray God will speak to my heart as well as your heart. And stand please while we read. 2 Peter chapter number 3. We're looking at verse number 18. But grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That verse of scripture we have read each Wednesday night for a while and talked about and tried to share with you. And I pray tonight God will help us again, that we'll think about growing spiritually compared to physical growth and using that as an allegory and a spiritual life. God's looking for it. God didn't save us just to take us to heaven. If that's all God saved us for, he'd have knocked us in the head when he saved us and took us home. But he saved us and wants us to grow in grace, knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and do something for him. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you again tonight for the privilege to stand and try to share from the Word of God. We need you tonight to help us. And we pray in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit would work in our hearts. And God, I pray for every individual here that you would touch, that you would bless. And Lord, tonight I need that divine move of God in my mind and in my very being, be saturated with the Holy Spirit of God. Give me the unction I need to preach. And I pray, Father, tonight we forget about everything else and center in on this. And that you challenge our hearts and encourage and strengthen and then convict where it's needed, and we'll praise you. I pray you rebuke the devil, the powers of evil that would work against the preaching of the Word of God. I plead Jesus and the blood tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We've been talking about Christian growth and using physical growth and comparing that and making some application to that. I pray tonight God will help me finish up with two things I would like to say, and I'll say it as briefly as God will let me do so tonight. But we have talked about breathing, the breath, and a baby has to breathe, and that's the first thing you want them to do, make that cry, know they're breathing. And we talked and compared that with praying, and it says pray, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says pray without ceasing. And we breathe without ceasing. Sometimes we stop breathing, then we have to have some help. And some of us use what's called a CPAP, a machine that pumps air into your nose that makes sure that you breathe. And so that breath is important. Hey, but we need to pray. Sometimes you have to pump some breath into them, give them to pray. Or God has to pump something into us to get us to pray. And make me a message out of that. But anyway, we need to pray, amen, and get a hold of God. And in doing this, we talked about the Holy Spirit guiding our prayer life, and he does it. And to really pray is pray in the Spirit and let the Holy Ghost speak to our hearts, guide our thinking, and even those things we cannot say, he takes yonder to the throne of grace, makes intercession for us. I praise his name and thank him for it. But what a privilege it is to pray. What if you tonight could call up somebody real important? I was trying to say the president, but I don't know who. We won't go any further with that one, but if I called the White House and I said, could I speak to the president? And they'll say, I don't know how you get to the White House anyhow, but if you ever got through to somebody, and they'd say, who are you? And I'd say, well, I'm Ray Stewart, and I'm a citizen of the United States of America, and I want to talk to my president. They'd say, what? And I don't know what they'd say, but it real soon like I wouldn't be on the phone because I couldn't get through. But I'm glad today, thank God, I had the privilege to bow and go into the very presence of the Holies of Holies and get in touch with the living God that created this universe and have communion with him. Hey, I'd rather talk to God any day than some of these other fellas. Amen. Than any fella. God's more important than anybody else on the face of this earth. He's the one that we need to really talk to and get in touch with. I still count it a privilege to pray and talk to God. Amen. I praise God for the reality of talking to Him. You think about that. Talking to the creator of this universe. Having fellowship with He that hung the stars and created the sun, the moon, and put the earth in its orbit and reached down, got a handful of dust and made a man, breathed in the nostrils the breath of life, man became a living soul. I mean, I talked to Him, Brother Ben. I had fellowship with Him. I say hallelujah. That's good. And so we need to pray. If you're going to grow, you're going to have to pray. Then number two, we talked about you must eat. Talked about eating the right stuff, the right time, the right way. And we won't go into all that tonight, but I'm just telling you the Bible is the right stuff. Amen. I thank God we have the Word of God, and we can hear preaching, teaching, and we can read it ourselves, study ourselves, and show ourselves approved unto God. A workman needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And that Word we need, it's food. If we get hungry, we like to go to the table and eat. We like to go to the refrigerator and sometimes get a sandwich or go to the cabinet and find some crackers or do something, amen. If you get hungry, you'll look for something to eat. You get hungry enough, you get something to eat. And so it is, we need hunger after the Word of God and thirst after that. God helps us with that. I appreciate the Word of God and thank God for it. Then we talked last week about being clean. And I dealt with that for some bit, but and Sunday tried to pick up on that topic a little bit Sunday morning, but I'm telling you, we need to be clean. A person that lives in filth and dirt, it'll affect their growing because and there'll be diseases, there'll be other things that'll come, and they'll not be able to grow like they ought to grow. And so we know that we need to be clean physically. We take baths. We even wash behind our ears, and Mama always said that. And, you know, clean and be clean. How good it is that we can be clean. And getting in a good service, and when you got something on your heart and something in your life you know is not right, and you get that right, it's like stepping out of a shower physically and feeling so clean and so pure. Amen. Thank God. And living for God. Hey, what's wrong with living for God? I've said many times, what is wrong? We're trying to see how close to God we can get instead of trying to see how far away we can live and get by with it. And most folk they ask a question, is this wrong or that wrong? What they're trying to do is figure out how far they can live away from God and get by. Hey, that's not the point. The point is we ought to try to see how close to God, and whatsoever's not of faith is sin. And that'll answer a whole lot of questions, and you won't even have to answer the question, because if it's not of faith and can do it with assurance of God, blessings on it, that it is right, then we need to leave it alone. Well, I got to hurry. I'm on these three things, tonight I want to show you something else. We need physical exercise. If we don't exercise physically, we'll not surely grow like we ought to grow. Baby sleeps a lot because it's in that early stage of life. It eats and sleeps. But then as it grows, it begins to crawl. And then it begins to walk. And next thing it does, begin to run. And then you begin to say, get out of this and get out of that and quit that and stop this. And before that time, you're saying, come to me, baby, and come on. And now say this, say dad, say mama. After a while, you're saying, will you hush and sit down and be quiet? And what's happening to them, they are growing, amen. And what we need to do is exercise so that we'll, but if they just laid in the bed all the time and they never got up and never crawled, they never ran, they never walked, then they wouldn't grow like they ought to grow. The muscles wouldn't develop as they ought to develop. And so we have to have exercise to do that. And so tonight, we need to exercise. We need to be doers of the word and not hearers only. It's good to eat the right food. It's good to eat it and digest it and get it in. It's good to learn about it. It's good to know that. It's good to be clean, washed up. It's good to do that, but we need to exercise and put it into action. Amen. And I praise God that we can do that. Hey, he that winneth souls is wise, Daniel said. I believe that's right. We all need to be busy about being witnesses for the Lord Jesus. Everybody has some ability that God has given them that they can use for the glory of God. You say, preacher, I don't have any ability. to do anything in church or do anything for God. And you know that's not so. Everybody has some ability. Some can talk. Amen. Melissa has been sick. I wondered if she slowed down any. She can talk now. Now, I'm saying this publicly because she don't mind. She's pickable. Not pickle, but pickable. And I'm picking on her tonight. And she called me here a couple of weeks ago or sometime or other and just filled me in on Randy and what was going on with their lives down in North Augusta. And I tried to ask her something, and I couldn't. She kept on talking. And before I could answer the question, she already answered it and gone on to something else. And she was talking. So I know she can talk, but the truth of it is most of us can. Amen. Yeah, according to what subject you're talking about, we were talking about golfing a while ago. Some fellas, if you can talk about golfing, they can get into that. They can talk about that. And some fellas really like hunting. If you get into that, they can really talk about hunting. And some like the cars. If you get into that, they can really talk to you about that. But all of us that are saved, I want to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. These other things are all right in their place. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong playing golf. Ain't nothing wrong shooting, going hunting or shooting a target or a skeet or whatever. Ain't nothing wrong with talking about cars and that kind of thing. But nothing wrong with that in its right place. But what I'm saying tonight is to grow spiritually, we need to exercise. It wouldn't hurt us to exercise our jaws in growing spiritually and talking about the Son of the Living God. Hey, tell somebody you got saved. Tell somebody how good it is that you got saved. And don't be, amen. Isn't it good to know that you're saved and born in the family of God? Tell somebody about it. Praise God and rejoice in it. And I've told you about this before, but I was in Sam's, and you know how that ashery cars you go in, and that lady said, "Your voice." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, I said, "What do you think I do?" She said, "I think you're the one on Price is Right that says, 'Come on down.'" I got to thinking about that. I am the one that says, "Come on down and repent and get right with God." Amen. I want to exercise my voice and my jaw to tell people to come on. I've been guessed many times about being a preacher. That's the first time I've ever been said, a man says, "Come on down on Price is Right." But anyway, beside the poem, she caught the voice, but I wanted to catch the message, amen, that Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. How good it is to tell about it and share Jesus with somebody else. And I'm not talking about running like a bull through a china shop. I'm talking about doing it in a way that would please God. And the Bible says, speak the truth in love. And those that may be low in class or may be hurting or may be in drugs or may be somewhere down in the gutter, we need to speak to them in love and let them know somebody cares and somebody loves him and somebody can tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and that somebody loves. Hey, some people out here just like to know that somebody loves them. And they need somebody to tell them that somebody loves them. In fact, as I said last night in preaching, and if we're right with God and God lives within us and he does if we're saved, then we can't help but tell somebody else that we love them. You love them because the love of God will cause you to love them. And God loved us when we were unlovable. He cared about us when we wasn't worth a flip. Amen. But God loved us and cared for us. There's others out there in the gutter and others out there that may be in, not in the gutter, but they may be living a lifestyle that as man looks at it is good, but still do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. They're in need too. And they need somebody around them and just an exercise. And then we need to put our legs to work and knocking on doors and going telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's good preaching, preacher. Preach on. And we need to exercise our hands and our knuckles. And that'll be good exercise. That'll help you grow. You say, "But I'm afraid of what's on the other side of that door." Well, let me say this. God knows what's on the other side of that door. And if he's with you, and if you're really obeying him, doing what he said, God will be with you. Amen. I've been met at the door with a pistol pointed at me. And I said, "Just a minute here, and who I am and what I'm doing." And she said, "Oh, been having a little trouble around here." And she was in the house by herself. And I said, "My buddy's around the back door, and he's not on it. Don't go shoot him either." And she didn't. She let us talk to her. But I'm telling you, you get met in many ways. Amen. I've had some slam the door. Amen. And you got to watch your nose, and I got a pretty long nose. I have to watch that because it'll get caught in the door. But you just have to, but if you do exercise, and like we ought to exercise for the glory of God, amen. Then I knocked on one door, and the lady come to the door, said, "Oh, you one of them Baptists think you're the only one going to heaven?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I'm worse than that. I don't even believe all Baptists are going." She said, "Come on in." Amen. Found out she wasn't a Baptist. She wasn't saved, but she's a Sunday school teacher. But she said, "I don't know anything about being born again. I got to tell her how to be born again, how to come to know Jesus Christ as her Savior and her Lord." She didn't get saved that night, but at least she heard. Amen. I'm glad. Hey, what I'm trying to tell you tonight is it's not anything that I've done or you've done, but God does need instruments to work through. He needs a mouthpiece. He needs some leg in this world. He uses our legs, our hands, our feet, our mind, our jaws to tell the old, old story, how good Jesus really is. Amen. All right. I want you to look with me in the book of James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 22. I quoted to you a while ago. It said, "But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." But down in verse 26, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, his man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world." That's good preaching right there in that verse. Verse 26 of chapter 2, book of James. "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." In chapter 4 and verse 17, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Did you know it's as much sin not to do some things as it is to do other things? And we always think about what we do, is that sin or not? No, we've done sin. But sometimes it's what we don't do that is our sin. And we need to realize the fact, if we don't do what God said to do, then that's sin in the sight of God. We need to exercise in doing what God said to do and telling the story and living for God, being pure in this life as God helps us to live for him and share him and live a life that would bring glory to him, help somebody else and encourage other people and be a word of encouragement. Now, number 5, and I'm going to close with this, God being my helper, about this thing of growing. If a person is going to grow right, a baby going to grow right, I said a while ago, they sleep a lot to start with, but you must have rest. And we need to rest. And I'm glad I'm resting spiritually in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am thankful that I'm saved by the grace of God. Have peace with God. I'm resting in my case is rested. And I mentioned again last night, and you folk were there. I mentioned about before I got saved, and I went to church, and I tried to do right. And I was really trying to be good enough to get to heaven. I was really trying to do what I thought I ought to do to get to heaven. But I wasn't resting my case. I was always wondering and trying to do better and trying this and that. But one Sunday morning, hallelujah, Holy Ghost got a hold of me and tore me out of the frame. And I looked around. I used to look around everybody else and say, well, I'm as good as they are. I'm doing what they're doing. I go to church like they do and that kind of thing. Boy, you can look around other people, measure up pretty good if you're trying to at all do anything right. And but that Sunday morning, God blinded my eyes to everybody else, that you need to look at yourself. You need to see yourself like you really are. Some of y'all identified with that. And really need to see yourself. And when I saw myself and realized, now he'd been working on me and showing myself anyhow, but I'm trying to push it aside. But that Sunday morning, I couldn't get rid of it. I couldn't help myself. I had to come, Bryn, like you did that Sunday morning. I had to give it up and say, Lord, I need to get saved. I'm born in the family of God. I need Jesus. I got born again. Amen. It became real to my heart. And I got born in the family of God. Thank God. I rested my case. Resting my case. That is, I gave it up. I quit trying. You know, trying to get saved, trying to get to heaven like flying an airplane and holding on the tail of it or the wing of it and saying, now I'm going to try to hold on. You won't make it to the end of the runway. But you get inside the plane and sit down in the seat and they'll come on and they'll tell you, buckle up. And we're getting ready for take. Hey, I got in, got set down, the Holy Ghost buckled me in, and Jesus is piloting my plane, and
I'm a riding, hallelujah. I'm satisfied that everything's under control and it's all right. And I couldn't fly a plane. I don't know how to fly a plane. I couldn't do that. And I don't even know how to make a seatbelt. Amen. I couldn't make a thing work if I tried to figure one out. But I'm telling this, the Holy Ghost knew how to strap me in and seal me and put me there. And Jesus knows how to get me to heaven and paid the price. And thank God I didn't even have to buy the ticket. He's already paid for that. And I'm rejoicing in the fact I'm going to glory. Amen. I'm resting my case. Rest in my case. But turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 4, real quickly. Hebrews 4, verse 9, 10, and 11. Going to start verse 10. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. That's what I've been talking about. I've ceased from my own work. Not that I don't want to do something for God, but I'm not working to get to heaven. I'm working because I'm going to heaven. There's a vast difference, a vast difference. But look at verse number 11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall under the same example of unbelief. Now, he just said rest and don't cease from your own labor. Then he said, let us labor. Now, is he contradicting himself? No, sir. First, in verse 9, he's talking about salvation and resting our case in Jesus, that he paid it all, and so we can rest salvation in that. Secondly, in verse number 11, he's talking about entering into the rest of Canaan, living in victory. He's using the illustration of them when they came to Kadesh Barnea and looked over into Canaan. And you know, the spies went over, came back, and 10 spies said, we can't go in there. And Joshua and Caleb said, yes, we can. God promised it to us, and we can go in and take the land. But the other 10 said, there's giants in that land. And then they said, there's walled cities in that land, and said, we can't do that. And you know, the unbelief came to bear upon the whole crowd, and they rejected God's plan for their life, and they started wandering in the wilderness. But they never did conquer any territory. They just wandered around, murmured and complained, and didn't get anywhere. But when they obeyed God and crossed over Jordan, walls of Jericho fell. They had victory, amen. And then they took other countries. Hey, I come under subjection after they got right with God. Hey, then they took some more country, and God began, and giants fell, and God began to work. Hey, that's what we need to do is get out of the wilderness, step over into Canaan by faith and believe God and let God help us and rest in him, amen. Talking about resting now. Rest. We labor. So we can notice, therefore, to enter into the rest. What's the rest? These giants, these walled cities. The rest is that God's our captain, and he's the leader, and he's going to give us victory. I love that song, victory in Jesus. Amen, there is. But look at verse number 9. There remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. Aren't you glad that someday we're going to rest for sure? God shall wipe away all tears from the eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, nor any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hey, I want you to know, thank God, one day we're going to rest. No more death, no more sorrow, no more heartaches, no more any of that. Rest in heaven itself and live forever and forever and forever. Glory to God. Are you glad you're saved? Amen. Amen. But now we need to rest in our salvation. If you're not resting in your salvation, if you're not sure that you're saved, I pray tonight that you'll come and give your heart to Jesus and let God save. You can make a step of faith and put your faith totally, completely in the Lord Jesus and know that you're saved. If you're not resting in that and you're struggling with it, tonight's a good time to come and bow. Let God save you. Then tonight, if you're saved and you're not really resting in your Christian life, it's a turmoil, and you're not really having peace in your heart like you ought to have. Joy. I know sometimes we all go through certain times where we have to struggle and trying to find the will of God and that kind of thing. I understand that. But I'm talking about there's something in your life, you know, just not right spiritually. And that fellowship with God, just not what it should be. Tonight would be a good time to come. And you can walk out saying the fellowship's good, it's right, and you can rest, pillow your head tonight and say, boy, it's good to rest. It's good to rest. Let's bow our heads. Close your eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's looking. Myself and God. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I want you to think with me and give it serious thought that God's the one that can help me. you're here unsaved tonight, you don't know for sure that you're saved. You don't know that. You're struggling with that. Tonight would be a good night for you to come. Let God save you. You don't have to go with the uncertainty of salvation. You don't have to live your life like that. You can have assurance that you're saved. Father, I pray the Holy Spirit tonight will speak to hearts. Draw by your power. Draw men and women, boys and girls. These people here tonight, Lord, need to settle that thing about salvation. Need to come and bow and let you save them. Lord, there's some tonight need to get right with God. It's saved and they know there's something in their life spiritually, just not where it needs to be. Lord, help them come. And I pray, Lord, you'd help all of us have burden for souls and desire to work for God, desire to do the things right and pleasing in your sight. And help us now to rest in your work for Jesus' sake. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's stand, please. While we're standing, you come. You need to come, let God.